two pastors, one an Italian wise guy, and the other a Ukrainian academic. What happens when you put them in the same room with no script and a bunch of sound effects? Well, you're just going to have to tune in to find out. The God Whisperers on Worldwide KFUO, Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central. They're fun-loving, a little off the wall, but always solidly Lutheran. You will learn something every time or double your money back. It's okay to enjoy being Lutheran.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
By the way, does your home have a nativity set? Many homes have at least one. Ours has quite a collection. One of my favorites in our house is fairly simple. It shows small children dressed in bathrobes and the Magi with crowns a bit askew. It's wonderful. It reminds me of Christmas pageants I was in as a child. Also, it reminds me that the first Christmas was not elaborate or carefully staged for artists to render. The surroundings could not have been more simple and plain, yet how monumental the event was. This Christmas, let's remember how God often adorns the stupendous in simplicity. And let's all come before the Christ child with childlike faith. This is By the Way.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, December 11th, 7:33 Central Time. Thursday morning means we get to check in with Jane Wilkie at Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
And good morning to you, Andy, and a blessed morning to all the listeners, wherever they are.
Thank you. Happy Advent.
Yes, absolutely. We are, though, in like going into our third week almost.
Because, yeah, this Sunday, yeah.
Believe it or not, 2 weeks from today.
Say it ain't so.
Say it ain't so, I know. I woke up this morning and I thought about three more things that I had forgotten about. So it's like just checking off that list. But I know there are probably many people out there as well who have that checklist that they're going on, and they have much more going on than me. So my prayers are with them that they might have a slowed down, blessed Advent. Because, you know, when you really think about it, Advent is that time of preparation. And so often we kind of equate it with the hurry-scurry preparation that we go through before company comes, or to get all those presents wrapped, or to get this finished. And it's really not that kind of preparation. It's a reflective preparation. So it does require some slowing down, some peaceful time, and some reflection. I did have an opportunity to do that last evening. I attended the silhouettes, the Christmas silhouettes at St. John Ellisville. Just a beautiful rendition of all shadow and interpretive dance, but took the gospel from the very beginning and the fall to the birth, in just through readings, through biblical text, and then through music. And it was just very moving and a wonderful opportunity, because you really can't do anything but watch, listen, and reflect. So that's nice. Just a plug. They didn't know I was going to be plugging it. I actually don't even know the times, but I understand it is still... they are performing it, I believe, Friday and Saturday, maybe even Sunday yet. I'm sure they have a website, St. John Ellisville. But now, speaking of what I'm actually supposed to be here for, part of that preparation time also, I know, is that people make plans to go and visit their loved ones.
Certainly.
And I know that there are many listeners out there who are either going to be spending time with their aging loved ones, maybe a parent, a grandparent, a favorite aunt or uncle, here locally, or they may be even traveling there. One of the things that we notice is that There are more inquiries via the website or call-ins around holidays because people are with family. You may even have, if you're with family all the time, you may not notice the changes in loved ones. And then a sibling comes in or a grandchild comes in and says, hey, have you noticed this? And so we do know that this is a high time for just becoming more observant. And because it's winter, you know, it's the time that we really think about avoiding our slips, trips, and falls outside. We all, you know, make our center of gravity a little bit more stable by taking small steps, and we hang on to things. But we don't often think about avoiding slips, trips, and falls inside. And actually, for senior adults, the statistics are kind of discouraging. 20 to 30% of those who fall as older adults will be unable to live independently afterwards. So in other words, there may be may be a hip that is broken, and where a younger person would go through a hip replacement much easier, an older person may not. Or there may be other injuries that, happen as a result. And then less than half talk to their healthcare providers about the fall. And every 15 seconds across America, a senior adult is sent to the ER for a fall-related injury.
Wow.
Think about that. Every 15 seconds, a senior is sent to the emergency room because they fell. So falls are serious no matter what age. So there are six prevention steps I wanted to share with the listeners today that could make a difference for themselves and their loved ones. So in meeting, when you're spending time with your loved ones, watching, observing, and then chatting about some of these things. First is regular checkups, to just check and make sure your loved one is meeting with their doctor and actually their optometrist yearly for checkups.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the whole idea of making sure that your glasses are really, your prescriptions are up to date. Cataracts, all kinds of things can happen that can obstruct the vision and increase the glare. The other thing is that they were talking about was adding color and contrast to be able to identify things if there are grab rails or where the rugs are. Have a colorful rug next to that hardwood floor or that linoleum floor, not one that blends in, because even if you have really good glasses, you may still slip and fall thinking that it's just all one surface. Another one is to try to increase the exercise, because weakness and lack of mobility can contribute to falls. So exercising regularly can increase the muscle tone, can help the balance and flexibility that can go a long way toward fall prevention. And even just that flexibility of when the fall happens, perhaps being able to weather that fall much better. Thinking about shoes. Not every shoe is a good shoe. And I'm sitting here looking at the shoes I'm wearing today and thinking, well, I wonder if they're the best shoe. So a good shoe is going to have a firm heel and a smooth lining. If they have fasteners, you're going to want the Velcro fasteners or something that can actually be pulled taut and tight. And it needs to be flexible at the forefront, and make sure that that toe is deep and wide, as I'm staring at my pointy-toed shoes that I'm wearing right now. And also, let there be light. Make sure there's plenty of lighting in each room, at the entrances, in the hallways, and in the bedroom, especially if there's a throw rug on the floor or anything. Make sure there's plenty of light. Eliminate those hazards. A lot of people like to just put that book or that newspaper on the floor when they're done reading, or they like to take off their shoes when they walk in the door, but they may be sitting in front of the counter. So just kind of take a look around, and making sure that there's also a step stool around, so that if somebody has to reach for something, that they use that step stool, but then that step stool can be put away and not left out, which where it can be tripped on. And then also get some help. There are assistive devices that can help decrease the slipping and the falling. They're very easy to install. They're very easy to purchase. And sometimes you might even want a home healthcare professional or someone to do an assessment. And of course, we have our Aging Answers referral line that can be called to set up an in-home assessment where someone can come in and take a look at your home, the home of your loved one, and see if it is truly safe.
You know how you said at the beginning of our conversation that you only had three things left to do to prepare. Yeah, you just added 12 to mine. Thank you.
Well, you're so welcome. I'm here to help, Andy. I mean, what can I say? I'm here to make sure your life is full.
And I already had plenty already.
Living life to the fullest. That's
right.
What our mission is. So.
All good stuff. All really good things that I hadn't really given a whole lot of thought to, but it started making me think about some of the steps in my parents' home. They're not necessarily at that point where they would need handrails, but now would be a good time to go ahead and mm-hmm. have those installed in certain places at some of those points where it's just one or two steps, that it would be good to do that.
And the other place that people often don't think about, but truly makes a difference, especially if you are in a home that's a little bit older and does not have a step-in shower. If indeed you have to step over a tub to get into a shower, mm-hmm. one of those side handrails on the wall is very easy to install and is... I use one. Mm-hmm. So please don't make anyone feel that I'm trying to say that even the younger folks cannot benefit from those. It really, that is one
Tubs
of the most
dangerous.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And even if you have a step-in shower, I mean, there are different things that can also be installed for just that bench that comes down for sitting, mm-hmm. just in case someone has difficulty standing or with their balance. There's just a lot of different things that can be done. And really, our Aging Answers referral line is a place where you can even schedule to have somebody come in and just take a look and say, what would be some suggestions? Or even me, I in the apartment that I stay in here in St. Louis, I can't believe I did this. I have never done this, but I have a galley kitchen. And so I pulled something out of the drawer, and it was the bottom drawer. And I guess I got distracted, walked away from it, did something else, came around the corner of the counter, walked right into that drawer, and started to lose my balance. Well, it's a galley kitchen, so the wall was right there for me to catch myself. But if it hadn't been, I would have taken a tumble right on the floor. So we get distracted. Mm-hmm. We don't think about closing that cabinet door, that bottom drawer. It happens. Mm-hmm. We should all be using contrast color rugs.
Yeah.
We like everything to blend, but then that rug comes and all it takes is one toe trip to fall.
Yeah. Good points.
Well, thank you. And for the devotions, I wanted to just share a devotion if I have time.
Sure.
I have a couple minutes left. As you know, we have chaplains throughout mm-hmm. Lutheran Senior Services, and it is one of our core values to offer spiritual care so that we can maximize the health of everyone we serve physically, emotionally, socially, and spiritually. And so on a regular basis, we have a couple of our chaplains. One is Reverend Daryl Anderson, who's our LSS Director of Pastoral Care, writes a devotion that goes in a monthly resident newsletter. And I wanted to share the one that he wrote this month for December. He writes, "There is a man by the name of E. Stanley Jones who recalled a trip once he made from France to India by air. He left that morning from Marseille and stopped for fuel at Corsica. There it came to mind that this was the very place from which Napoleon set out to conquer the world. Just before noon, he arrived in Naples for lunch, not Napoleon, but E. Stanley, arrived in Naples for lunch, where he remembered that many Caesars had used that location as a launching to subdue the earth. By nightfall, E. Stanley had reached Greece, and his memory went back to the time of Alexander the Great, who, starting from this land of might and culture, had gone out to be a world conqueror. The next day he flew, passing Assyria on his left and Babylon on his right, both from which mighty monarchs had begun their journeys to make the whole earth tremble and shake. E. Stanley recalled that flying over these countries made him reflect on those great and powerful empires and their equally powerful dictators, all now dead and gone. A common element within each of these was the very seed of its own destruction and demise. Great nations have come and gone repeatedly because they carried the seed of human sin. However, one empire remains, and E. Stanley flew over its birthplace, the humble small town of Bethlehem in Palestine. Here is where the king was born in a lonely stable and whose warmth was the straw of a manger. This king was rejected by people and even nailed to a cross, but he still reigns. In fact, his birth is celebrated around the world. This king reigns today in heaven among the angels. He reigns among the saints, those believers who have died and gone to heaven. He reigns among the saints here on earth, those who believe and trust him as their personal savior. The empire he rules by love is all-powerful, all-present. Be assured that the Napoleons, Caesars, and Alexanders have all come and gone. Likewise, earthly rulers, dictators, conquerors, and emperors still march across the pages of history, and we can read about them. But the babe of Bethlehem, God himself born on that first Christmas, he is the one of which the scripture says, shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. It's no wonder that even today there are millions of people around the world who speak the age-old words, O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Blessed Advent preparations to all.
Thank you, Jane. Always great to talk with you. We'll talk again in a week.
Absolutely. Not two weeks, but in a week.
Yeah, in a week. God's blessings. And coming up in just a little bit, we'll hear about the Winter Lay Bible Institute at Concordia Seminary. Stick around for more His Time.